Governor Huckabee, in about a minute, if you could summarize for us what happened in this clear constitutional crisis where Jim Guy Tucker refused to resign when you were about to ascend to become the new governor.
Well, we had hoped that he would recant from his earlier position of staying put, but when he didn't, I dispatched some people over to talk to him and tell him that if he didn't make some decision to get out by 5, then I would go on statewide television and would follow through and call for his impeachment. I don't think he believed it. He called my bluff, and it was not a bluff. I meant it. And at that point, within half an hour, we received a handwritten note from him indicating that he had, in fact, resigned effective immediately.
Oddly enough, on your first day as governor, you write in your book, Character is the Issue, Governor Huckabee, there was no information to transfer, and office after office, you found filing cabinets completely empty. Enough files to fill whole rooms had been shredded or otherwise destroyed. The hard disks on every computer had been erased. We had no records of legislation, no personnel files, no financial records, no accounting ledgers, no correspondence files, nothing. What on earth was Jim Guy Tucker thinking?
Well, I think he decided that if he couldn't keep the office, then he would take everything with him that he could, and it was really a bizarre thing. We literally had to reconstruct the governor's office as if there never had been one, because every single shred of documentation and information was gone, and it was a complete rebuilding effort.